In early October, Hayward Timber Mill owner Butch Johnson will begin selling 35,000 refrigerated mailing kits at retail stores across the state. The kits include instructions for slicing out lymph nodes from a deer's throat, wrapping them in a cold gel pack, and packing them in a special shipping box to send to the lab in Wauwatosa to test for CWD. Johnson says the test is 92% to 98% accurate, but he acknowledges even a negative test is no guarantee the meat is safe to eat.
If it tests negative, we're saying, well, your deer tests negative. We find no evidence of the prion or CWD in the tissue you submitted. Use your best judgment.
Neither Johnson's test kits nor the Wauwatosa lab have federal certification. That has state officials worried that hunters may not be getting reliable results. But Madison researcher John Stauber says the more tests, the better. Stauber's been studying the cause and spread of prion disease for a decade. He says state and federal officials have been dragging their feet on certifying new tests. He's convinced that, like mad cow disease, CWD can spread to humans, and until more accurate tests are available, it's safer not to eat venison.
The market-driven pressure to develop better testing, the political pressure on the federal and state government to get behind developing testing, hopefully will change that situation. But for this 2002 deer season, the only way people can be really safe and secure is by avoiding the consumption of venison.
The state plans to test 50,000 deer during the upcoming hunting season. So far, 32 deer in the state have tested positive for the disease. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.